Why did you decide to run for the Little Rock School Board?
Well, my choosing to do this is to be an advocate for the children in the community. Just being someone that's a spokesperson for the children and the parents in the community, because there's the breakdown with the schools that I solely believe is that the parents are not getting an understanding of what's going on at the schools when things are related back to them about what's going on with the students, what's going on just at the school period. So I feel like with myself that I could be a good communicator between all parties that are involved.
What experience in education do you have?
I've actually been a paraprofessional in the school district. I've also, for many years, I know about 10 years, I was a substitute. But I also worked for a paraprofessional not too long ago, about 2 years ago.
Did you and or your children go to public school?
Sure did. I actually attended Little Rock School District, and my children are all graduates of the Little Rock School District.
And what are your main goals, policy points, things that you would want to change if you were elected?
Okay. My stand with running for the school board, what I'm standing for is creating equity in education. And my way of doing that would be by inspiring students with possibilities, impacting parents and community with information, improving the morale between students, parents, and teachers, and increasing student achievement. Those are my four I's.
How do you feel schools in the Little Rock School District have fared without a school board these past years?
Without the school board, I think it has ran as well as it has ran, but I honestly believe that the school board is needed.
Yeah.
Like I say, for communication-wise and being someone to be able to be a bridge between the schools and the parents in the community.
How do you believe you should reintroduce the concept of a school board to a community that's been without one?
To reintroduce the board back to the communities would be by making sure that the board members are available to. Making the board members available to the parents and the community. I just believe hands-on works better than just, okay, let's sit back and not be involved. I think if the board is very much involved, that way it will help on all aspects.
Do you think that the state takeover of the Little Rock School District in 2015 was fair?
If I say this, if it was fair, I hope there was something gained from it. That is what would make it fair.
What would you do to try to avoid another state takeover?
It's being involved. I believe that the board needs to be very much involved, going in and out of the schools in my zone, making sure I know what's going on, you know, staying up on what's involved in the schools that's in my zone.
And do you feel like you're going to need to build trust with educators, with parents, with the community as the school board is kind of reintroduced?
Mm-hmm. And I believe that is true. Building that trust. And that's what I'm saying. Making myself available would build that trust.
Are you at all worried that expectations will be more than what you can accomplish as the first time, you know, being on the school board for the first time?
I don't. Everything is everything, and a challenge is what it is. So, I mean, I think it would be fine.
And there are some, kind of, the state has imposed some guardrails on what the board can and can't do, such as recognizing collective bargaining, hiring or firing the superintendent. So do you feel like those guardrails limit what the school board can accomplish?
No. I don't believe that is so. I believe the school board would be able to accomplish still a lot with those guardrails in place.
And how do you feel like you'll handle any disagreements, whether it's within the board members themselves or if it's with, you know, the community?
By being a good listener, that's first. And then always making a judgment on my beliefs, not what is going on, but making a judgment on what I believe in.